At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Rob Longo.
Hi, friends, and welcome to today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, the official podcast of the Charlotte Hornets, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of your Charlotte Hornets. Rob Longo with you on this edition of the HHC. Sadly, it is a Silver Linings episode of the Hornets Hivecast. Hornets fall on the second night of a back-to-back last night in Philadelphia, 109-98. Little bit of controversy in this one. We'll get to that here in just a few moments, but we'll break it down for you, provide you with our Silver Lining performances, and we're also going to preview the rest of this now three-game road trip on the horizon for the Hornets and what to look for here moving forward for Charlotte. And helping me out with all of these topics, per usual here as of late, is the one and only lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley. This time, Sam, on the phone with me, but nonetheless, still happy you're able to join me on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So let's just go ahead and get right into this one. Hornets dealing with a lot of injuries. So, of course, are the Philadelphia 76ers. The one that was a little bit of a maybe surprise, or one that wasn't already kind of announced heading into this one, was Tobias Harris. He was listed as questionable. He ended up not going in the game last night, but didn't really matter for the Sixers early on. Got off to a 13-2 run early on, led that one by 8 in the first quarter. But Hornets able to battle back, make it only a 3-point game. Going into the second quarter, they trailed at 27-24 despite 10 points from Tyrese Maxey and 11 from former Hornet Kelly Oubre in the first quarter alone. But we go to the second frame. It was kind of back and forth. The Hornets thought they got it within 1 point at about the 5-minute mark of the second quarter, but Philadelphia called a timeout to challenge a goaltending call. It was ended up being overturned. It was a successful challenge, so it went back down to a 3-point deficit for the Hornets. And then with 2:51 left to go in the first half, Brandon Miller picked up what seemed to be his third foul on an offensive foul. He kind of threw the forearm a little bit. It caught Tyrese Maxey in the face. It drew blood on in his nose, had to get patched up during the review, which was later deemed that that foul was a flagrant penalty too. So Brandon Miller was ejected from the game at that point, and the Hornets ended up being down 6 going into the locker room as the first two quarters of play concluded. Kelly Oubre had 17 points in that first half. Tyrese Maxey had 14. Miles Bridges, Trey Mann, Grant Williams, they each had 7 points. It was all very spread out. The Hornets were going with an 8-man rotation at the time, and everybody was able to score the basketball. But the problem is, no Brandon Miller. So that obviously, one, throws off the rotations a little bit, throws off the game plan, of course. Two, you're without one of your best leading scorers on this Hornets team, despite all of these injuries. And three, again, you're down a guy, so Nick Smith Jr. had to step up there and go into the rotation a little bit. Hornets ended up losing the third quarter 26-24, so they ended up trailing by 8 going into the fourth frame as the Hornets were able to pick up a lead early in that fourth quarter. They led it 82-81 with about 8:40 left to go. It was their first lead since the 5-4 advantage they had at the 10-13 mark of the opening frame. but the Sixers able to roll at the end of the game. They closed the game on a 21-9 run in the final 5 minutes and 21 seconds. So again, Hornets held serve in this one for the most part, but just couldn't close things out down the stretch, and a lot of that was probably because they were without one of their top players in Brandon Miller. And Sam, we'll get into some more specifics in a few moments about the reason why Charlotte lost, but the main reason was they were down another guy, and that was Brandon Miller. And look, I'll be the first to admit it, I'm a little biased. I see the world through teal and purple colored glasses, but it just seemed from everything that transpired in that play by Brandon Miller, it was not worthy of a flagrant two. Was it worthy of a flagrant penalty one? Sure, you can make that argument. Brandon Miller got the forearm a little high, trying to push off in the corner against Tyrese Maxey, caught him up high. It happens. It's a basketball play. But for it to be a flagrant two, there was no windup there. There was no ill will. There was no intent, it didn't seem like. It was just Brandon Miller trying to create some space in the corner, and he was able to catch Maxey high with the forearm. So, again, I don't think there was any intention there from Brandon Miller. Certainly doesn't make sense why there would be. And the fact that the officiating crew got together, looked at it several times, and said, we're going to upgrade this to a flagrant penalty two to toss Brandon Miller out of the game. I mean, that's a game-changing call. And I'm all for the officials doing their job. That's what they're paid to do. That is what their job is. They are to enforce the rules of the game. But at that point, it just felt like, and I'm not saying they took the Hornets out of the game because of that call, but it made a significant impact in the contest.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because we're obviously going to lean towards the Hornets side and then hearing kind of the 76ers perspective. And I heard some clips of their broadcast. It's obviously the polar opposite. So if I was on their side, I might be feeling the same way. I think it's really hard to kind of find the, you know, intent excessive, you know, it's hard. It's not like a very tangible, you know, thing you can measure in a replay. So yeah, it's tough. I wouldn't say that's the reason they lost, but I would say, you know, as I wrote in the recap, if you want to read on Hornets.com, it certainly didn't help things. It made things tougher. It kind of messed up the rotations a little bit. They've gone back to using 8 guys. Now they're down to 7. And then you've got to kind of right off the bat plug this hole to use some Nick Smith. They played Pokuševski a little bit more, played Bertans a little bit more. I thought had a really nice game, kind of bounced back from a little bit of a cold stretch. But, you know, they put themselves in position. I thought they did really well kind of regrouping around sort of a very sudden, unexpected development in the game. I don't think it was excessive. Or at least I don't think there was any ill intent. I think he caught him. So it's really, really tough. I don't think you can really measure in the moment, oh, this is a game-changing call. I think you're there, you look at the play, and then you go from there. So obviously it's a tough one. I think the Hornets did well again responding from it. They were right there again at the end of the fourth quarter and just couldn't make the plays they needed to. I think they had it at 97-93 with, I think it was about 3 minutes left, and I thought this was the key. I mean, easily the key stretch. They had the turnover, out of bounds turnover by Vasa Micic. They had like a multiple missed defensive rebounds, and then a challenge in there. Philly finally doesn't score. Grant Williams has a bad turnover to traffic, leads to an and-one to Kelly Oubre. Another empty possession. Nick Batum corner 3 in about the span of 90 seconds. That was 7-0 run. I thought that was the difference. And then it was interesting after the game that Steve Clifford said the 9-0 run by Philly at the end of the second quarter, what he thought was the biggest difference, took the deficit from 3-12. And I want to say Brandon's ejection was kind of towards the end of that stretch too. So that stretch and maybe some of the late game execution, you know, and on top of the ejection and on top of all the depth and injuries, it certainly was a little too tough to overcome.
And Sam, correct me if I'm wrong here, and this is the last thing I'm going to say about the whole Brandon Miller flagrant two situation here, is I just want consistency. When you go back and you look at a game back in January, Hornets were in San Antonio, Keldon Johnson clearly undercuts Brandon Miller as he's basically going to the rim. It basically looks like it ends up being a free run at the basket, more or less, for Brandon Miller on a breakout, and he just gets completely cleared out. I mean, he is well ahead of Keldon Johnson, and they didn't even call a flagrant one there. They reviewed it. They said there was no windup or anything. Brandon Miller's going up in the air as I'm watching a replay of it. Now, Keldon Johnson, I will give him credit. He goes and checks on Brandon Miller as soon as he makes a play, but it ended up feeling like almost one of those reckless closeouts that we see so much on the three-point line. And the fact that Brandon just gets taken out, he ends up missing some time because of that injury. He ends up getting a back contusion. He missed the rest of the game. So, and I'm not saying that it needs to be an eye for an eye or anything, but Tyrese Maxey stayed in the game last night after Brandon Miller caught him up high. He got a bloody nose. and they stuffed some gauze up there. They were able to control the bleeding. And I'm not trying to undermine what happened to Tyrese Maxey, because it's a serious play. It should have been a flagrant one, in my opinion. But if you're going to have people get hurt and are going to miss the rest of the game on something that felt like it could be a flagrant, and you're not even giving that a flagrant one, there's a problem there. There is something that I have an issue with. And again, I don't think Brandon had any ill intentions there. I don't think he had any ill will and willing to hurt Tyrese Maxey. He was just trying to carve out some space on the sideline where he just wasn't able to. So again, all I'm looking for here is just some consistency. And I know it ranges from night to night, and a lot of them are judgment calls, and these are the best officials in the world, and they are supposed to get every single call right. And I know it's impossible. There's so many plays in a basketball game. You're not going to be able to get every single call right. But it just felt like in that moment, that wasn't a flagrant two. And I know we're kind of on the same page of that, but I just want some consistency here. And I don't think it needs to be a black and white line where it's, if this player gets hurt, then you have to be taken out of the game too with a flagrant two. I don't think it has to be that way, but I just want to see some more consistency on some of these calls.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the frustrating part. And I think when you're trying to determine the difference between a flagrant one and a flagrant two, you're looking at intention, you're looking at excessiveness, and it's hard to kind of judge those things, like I said, on a video replay. Only one person really knows. And like you said, I don't think Brandon had any intention, particularly at that point of the game. You know, sometimes you see these things happen a little bit more when a team is down, 25 or 30 points at the end of the fourth quarter. And, somebody just kind of emotions boil over and there's frustrations and you end up kind of hitting somebody just to kind of get some steam out. And that's, I think, when you see some more of these things sometimes, those ill-intention plays. So I think that, obviously the officiating is kind of a larger conversation. People, fans and everybody, they kind of want consistency, but it's hard. It's human. It's humans. Nobody's perfect. And, I think with this one specifically, it's just, it's tougher and it becomes magnified because it did have a big influence on this game. This is a 15 to 20 point score. It's a big time 3-point threat that is completely taken out of the game and leaves your rotation scrambling and trying to figure things out. That's already missing a lot of offensive scoring threats too. So if you look at the two and you compare the one that Brandon had in San Antonio, I think the one in San Antonio was immensely more dangerous. Anytime you're undercutting a guy when he's going up for a layup or something like that, or hitting him out of midair. I mean, we've seen guys' seasons end because of that and suffer really, really serious injuries. So it's tough. And that's, I feel like I've said that a few times. It's just tough. And I don't agree with the call. I know you don't, but that's unfortunately what happened. And, I guess hopefully just have to move on and hope that something like that doesn't happen again.
It's the way it goes sometimes, unfortunately. Hornets fall last night, 109-98. Still some top performances in the game last night. Trey Mann with a 21-point performance filled the stat sheet with a couple of other numbers in there I'm sure we'll get into here in a few moments. Miles Bridges also in double figures. Nick Richards with another double-double. Vasilije Micic also had double figures. Grant Williams, Davis Bertans in double figures off the bench. A lot of good performances, and on the other side, of course, you got to give credit where credit is due. Tyrese Maxey, game-high 30 points. Kelly Oubre had 22 in a starting role as well. And the Sixers got three players in double figures off the bench. So, again, you got to give credit where credit's due. 76ers now improved to 37-30 on the season. Hornets, unfortunately, now 17-51 on the campaign. We laid the groundwork for our top performers, our silver lining performances. Coming up in our next segment, we'll bring those to you right after this here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
It's a Silver Linings edition of the HHC. Rob Longo and lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley, with you on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast, as always presented by Senta. Sam, I laid the groundwork for our Silver Lining performances as we went to break in that last segment, and of course, I will defer to you first on who your Silver Lining performance was in last night's game.
Yeah, so my Silver Lining was also my player to watch, and it was Trey Mann. Really, really nice performance, and I, especially at the start of that fourth quarter, it felt like he had at least 5 or 6 points as part of that 11-2 run to open the fourth quarter. Finished with a team-high 21 points. Wasn't super efficient, but did have 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and a career-high tying 4 steals, which I think all kind of came maybe in the first quarter as they were getting a lot of takeaways leading into transition buckets. So he thought he looked really good, 36 minutes. You can, you know, it's nice to see him kind of get back into a groove a little bit. It's also 3 of 6 from three-point range, an area that was, although not great, better than what the Hornets were against Phoenix the other night. So anytime a guy's coming back from a multi-game absence because of an injury and kind of getting them back in there, especially at this point of the season, it's tough to kind of refine your rhythm, but it looks like Trey Mann is back up to speed, and seeing him do so many other things in the game outside of just scoring has been something that's been really impressive to me, especially the rebounding. He is a tremendous rebounder for his size. And can just go up and get balls in traffic. So really good stuff from Trey Mann last night for sure.
Mann steps behind the arc, fires off a three. That's good. A tremendous three-point shooting performance from Trey Mann tonight. He's gone 3 for 4.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. If he wasn't going to be your silver lining pick, he was definitely going to be mine. The 21 points is great. 7 of 16 from the field, 3 for 6 behind the arc. 4 for 7 from the free throw line, which is kind of give and take at this point. Unfortunately, the Hornets continue to struggle a little bit from the charity stripe here over the last couple of games, but he stuffed the stat sheet. 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals. He did a little bit of everything last night, and after the game, his teammate and his former teammate in Oklahoma City, Dobbs Bertans, talked about what makes Trey Mann so unique and how he's such a good teammate to play with.
Well, like considering that, you know, the whole year, like most of us coming over didn't play much or at all, and you know, having that confidence, and it just helped a lot. You know, he's a threat from all three levels, so you know, he can create for himself and for others, so that's always helpful.
And there's a couple of things we got to keep in mind. One, the fact that, again, a lot of these guys haven't played the majority of the season coming over from Oklahoma City or Dallas. They were playing in different roles and trying to mix and match here. Now that they're here in Charlotte post-trade deadline, kind of makes it a little bit more impressive the role that the Hornets went on there after the trade deadline and right around that All-Star break as well. But again, this is something that I think a lot of people kind of miss, is the fact that, well, one, that part that I just mentioned, and two, Trey Mann is coming back from a groin strain, and those are kind of finicky situations and finicky injuries that can kind of go one way or the next. You never really know how you're going to respond and how your body is going to work, and Trey Mann's been able to get back pretty quickly into game shape here based off of those 21 points he had last night in the loss at Philadelphia. For me, of course, I have to go in a little bit of a different direction. I'm going to go with the man in the middle. That's Nick Richards.
Bridges pulls his way inside, up with the right hand, no rebound, Nick Richards, he's hit, he goes up, he lays it in, and it's an and-one opportunity for Nick Richards. The hoop and the harm, three-point play potentially to make it a one-point game here in Philadelphia.
Now, Nick wasn't a part of that closing five out there on the floor at the end of the game last night, and most times than often than not, he's not going to be out there. And that's not a knock on Nick Richards. That's just the way that the lineup folds and the chemistry works there at the end of games. And a lot of it depends on the personnel of the other team as well. And of course, without Joel Embiid, there's not that big dominating center presence for Philadelphia. Now, Paul Reed has filled in admirably off the bench for him ever since Joel Embiid's been hurt. But I mean, they've been starting Mo Bamba at the 5-2 as well. So again, it's one of those things where it's a matchup based thing, but through three quarters last night, Nick Richards already had a double-double, his 17th of the season so far. He played really, really, really good basketball. 11 points, 10 rebounds through three quarters of play. Didn't play a whole lot in the fourth quarter. He finishes with an even 11-11. Had a block, had a steal, 4-for-5 from the field, 3-for-3 at the free throw line as well. So again, I think we've said it several times, but what Nick Richards has brought to this team is more than we could have asked for, because again, heading into this season, he was viewed as the backup. He was extended as the backup with that contract extension now that he's not on his rookie deal anymore. And everybody expected big things from Mark Williams this season. Unfortunately, he's been hurt for the majority of it. But I think Nick Richards, you can't ask much more from what he's done. And I think that double-double last night is another testament of that.
For sure. And coming off the Phoenix game where he had a season-high 15 boards and I want to say a career-high 13 defensive rebounds, that's now 5 double-digit rebounding games in his last 6 appearances. So that's what you want. And I think Steve Clifford spoke about this before the Suns game is, you know, the way Nick Richards is going to, you know, stay and be productive in this league is setting screens, rebounding, rim protection, and communicating on defense. And he's been a big part of why the Hornets defense has been as good as it is since, you know, the deadline slash trade or deadline slash all-star break. So never going to be the guy that's, you know, one of these, you know, Joel Embiid or Nikola Jokic is putting up 25, 30, you know, 35 points at night. But he's doing kind of filling in the gaps there a little bit. And it's also tough when you're the only, you know, true center on the roster and you're going up against teams that have multiple guys that are 6'11 or 7 feet. They can take you out of the rebounding stuff too. I mean, we saw that a little bit with the Pistons the other day. You know, they're putting a body or two on Nick. You know, they put Isaiah Stewart or Jalen Duren both on him, and it's tough. So, you know, I agree with you. I think he's done really great, and it's good to see him kind of hitting a stride here at this point of the season.
Again, Hornets fall last night 109-98 at the hands of the Philadelphia 76ers in Philly. Hornets still have 3 more games left on this road trip before they close out the home portion of the 2023-2024 schedule with an 8-game homestand, one of the longest in franchise history, and we're really looking forward to that. But in the meantime, we got to preview the next 3 games of this road trip, what to look for, and what we can expect moving forward over the next 3 games or so here from this Hornets team. We'll talk about all that next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Well, I think nobody's thinking about the Orlando yet. You know, we finally have 2 days in between games, so just get some rest tomorrow and then practice the day after, and hopefully then we have everybody's charged up to go full speed in Orlando.
That's Davis Bertans after the Hornets finish 3 games in 4 nights and look forward to having a couple days off here before taking on the Orlando Magic on Tuesday. Rob Longo and the lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley with you, putting a button on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast, as always presented by Senta. And Sam, just kind of wanted to preview the rest of this road trip a little bit here for the Hornets in the midst of a 4-game road swing. And of course, it kicked off last night on the second night of a back-to-back on the road in Philadelphia. The Hornets will get multiple days off here after having today off. They'll have tomorrow off as well before taking on the Magic on Tuesday in Orlando. And then a little bit more of a schedule quirk as the Hornets will have 3 days off before taking on the Atlanta Hawks on Saturday night in Atlanta. So a little bit of an oddity here. The Hornets only having basically 2 games this week, and then they will round out their 4-game road swing with a stop in Cleveland on Monday to take on the Cavs, Monday the 25th, that is, so a little bit over a week from now. So all in all, it's a little bit of an interesting schedule quirk. We've seen a couple of them here this season, to be honest with you, where there's just kind of crisscrossing across the country on road swings. There's weird second nights of back-to-backs. There's multiple days off where you don't think there would be and that sort of thing, but all in all, this one's a little bit of an oddity, especially at the end of the season where you just had the All-Star break not even a month ago, and now all of a sudden you're getting multiple days off again. So there's a couple of things and a couple of ways to look at this, especially after coming off 2 straight losses against the Phoenix Suns and the Philadelphia 76ers. You can look at this as a little bit of a reset, a little bit of a recharge, or you could look at it as a way to get better as well with a lot of downtime and you're on the road. We'll be honest, there's not a whole lot to do when you're on the road in an NBA team, and we're not going to make light of the travel situations or the scenarios or anything. These players are treated very well when they are away from home, but there's limited options to do. There's a lot of bonding you can do with your teammates. There's a lot of downtime in your hotel room. There's not really a whole lot you can do when you're in a different city and you're just kind of waiting for the next game to happen. So it's a little bit of an interesting schedule quirk in that sense, and I'm interested to see what you think that the Hornets could accomplish here over these next 3 games or so.
Yeah, well, you know, only having 1 game now in the next, I guess it's 6 days, really. You know, you're only playing on Tuesday, and then you're playing 2 days off, 1 game, 3 full days off. So you have 5 full days off in a 6-game span is, especially at this point of the season, I mean, it can only, whatever it is, film, regrouping, just taking a little bit of a breather, you know, figuring out some different rotations. Maybe it's getting guys healthy or, you know, guys that are playing, you know, with that are kind of banged up right now, you know, letting that stuff heal. So I think this next week will be really, really good for the Hornets because it just feels like sometimes these things, you know, they play these games and it's just the NBA season just moves so fast. And before you can even sort of process 1 game, you're on to the next and you're on to the next. And, you know, each game sometimes is a different reason why you won or why you lost. So being able to kind of just exhale just for a little bit, you're going to play, you know, a tough Orlando team. You know, hopefully the refs can help you. I don't know what Orlando's schedule is going into that, but, you know, then you got 3 days off, and then you go to play Atlanta, who you've played really well against this year. I think they actually are 2-0 against Atlanta. And then a Cleveland team who the Hornets have oddly not seen once this year, but will play them 3 times between now and the end of the season. So I think it's just a time to kind of just not necessarily like decompress, but to stay locked in, just to kind of have a little bit of a breather, both mentally and physically, I think will be really, really good, not only for this road trip, but got a big 8-game homestand coming after that with a lot of teams that are not only very talented, but also playing for playoff seeding or play-in seeding. So it should be a really interesting stretch with the 4 road games, 8 home games, and 3 road games in a row to end the season. That's certainly something I don't think I've ever seen before.
Since you posed the question, I will relay the answer as well. When you talked about what the other team's schedules look like, Orlando, they will be playing later on tonight against Toronto at home. They just played the Raptors north of the border the other day, so a little bit of a series there. So the Hornets will be the fresher team there, but the Magic, of course, will still have Monday off. So I kind of consider that equal rest, more or less. And then you look at Atlanta. Atlanta currently is on the West Coast right now. They will be taking on the Clippers later today, and then they'll have a second night of a back-to-back taking on the Lakers tomorrow night on Monday evening, and then they have a couple days off, and then it will be in Phoenix to play the Suns on Thursday. So the Hornets will basically be beating them back to Atlanta, where then they will be able to finally kick off a 5-game homestand of their own. So it's a little bit of a advantage, I suppose, more or less here for the Hornets, despite the fact that they are on the road. They are still going to be the more well-rested team heading into a couple of those games before they head to Cleveland on the 25th to take on the Cavs. And right after that, 8 consecutive games at home, one of the longest homestands in franchise history. Plenty of opportunities to catch your Hornets here at the Hive. Be sure to get your tickets at Hornets.com. But then, like you mentioned, Sam, in a blink of an eye, it's over because that last home game is on April 9th. That's a Tuesday against the Dallas Mavericks. And then there's a second night of a back-to-back built in there the following evening in Atlanta. And then the Hornets conclude the season on the road, including a trip at Boston on Friday, April 12th. And the regular season concludes on Sunday, April 14th. In Cleveland. So before you know it, it'll be here, that big lengthy homestand that we keep talking about. And then before you know it, it'll be gone in a blink of an eye, like you talked about here, as the season will also conclude rather quickly, too. I swear it was just October, November the other day when we were talking about the Hornets and what they were able to hopefully accomplish this season. And unfortunately, hasn't gone the way that we expected it here, but there's still an opportunity here over the last handful of games to end the season on a crescendo here for Charlotte. Sam Perley, lead writer of Hornets.com, thank you for joining me on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast.
Of course, thank you for having me, as always.
And thanks to all of you for tuning in as well. Tomorrow, of course, an off day for the Hornets, and as Sam Farber would say, never an off day here on the HHC. Sam Farber will have a special one-on-one sit-down interview with the mayor. That is Grant Williams, of course, here of your Hornets, the Charlotte native. We'll sit down with Sam Farber tomorrow. Going to be a really good conversation. Hope you guys tune in for that one. For Sam Perley, I'm Rob Longo saying so long. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Sam and Grant will have a one-on-one with you guys on tomorrow's edition of the HHC.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.